Okay, well, today we're going to be looking in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and also another scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The thought today that I want to—I don't think this is going to take me too long, so and buckle up for a quick ride, and maybe we'll get to go enjoy some beans early today. That'll be good, and coffee, whatever else the Lord has for us over there. The thought that I want us to think about today, as we're looking at a couple of scriptures and talking along these things, these lines, is out of Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 35, and it says here. Actually, I'm going to wait to read it until you guys find it there. Those of you that are looking for it, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 35. But there's a little short sentence in there that says, "Their foot shall slide in due time." Their foot shall slide in due time. Think about that. We're gonna talk about it a little bit more. But what is it when your foot slides? And this is a good day to talk about. I was walking down, and last night especially, it was all frozen. I was coming up 550 last night, and where the snow had melted across the highway, you hit that, even at 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, the car goes sideways. And it's just slick. And walking last night over here, the ice was thick. Now the snow is wet and melty. Very easily, your foot can slide. Okay? And God is speaking here in this verse, and he's talking about if you were to read all the verses before here in this chapter 32, I'm not going to take the time to read it, but if you get the time to read these, God is talking about these that went away from him. They're not serving him anymore. And they're going down the wrong road. They're choosing to do wrong things, and they're walking away from God, the one who gives us life and breath, the one who gives us strength, the one who provides for us and takes care of the animals and the all around us. They're walking away from him and begin to serve other gods, things that are made of stone and wood, maybe, or things that are maybe that feel good, and they begin to serve the things that they want to serve. How many of you know someone that it seems like that they are always going down the wrong way? I think, you know, it seems like they just make wrong choice after wrong choice. Maybe that's you this morning. That was me at one time, always making the wrong choice. And it seems like, wow, how come it hasn't caught up to them yet? Now, sometimes, hopefully all the time, we would reflect, as we think that we would also reflect, wow, God is merciful. Because if we got what we deserved, if they got what they deserved, living like that, it would be over. They would have slipped into hell. They would have, got what we deserved or what they deserved. And so this is a reflection on that if we were to read through this to see how these people are walking away from God, doing wrong things. And some would look on and say, wow, that whole country, that whole group of people, that whole family is just going the wrong way. I can't believe that judgment hasn't come upon them yet. I'm going to say this very cautiously, because if it wasn't for God's mercy that he touched my life, and because there were some grandmas and grandpas that were praying for me, and that God allowed that, I would be right there, okay? And you would be too. But, and so when we look at someone else, we need to be very careful in that. But that being said, there's some that seems like they're causing trouble, maybe in the government or maybe in the family, right? And it's like, oh man, I just wish they would stop. And I wish, how come they haven't, you know, I think if that was me, man, I'd have been in trouble already. It seems like, you know, they get back out and they cause more trouble. And God just simply says here in a few verses that we're going to look at, that he says, there the foot will slip when the time is right. In other words, God is telling, I'm going to get ahead of myself here, but God is saying, I, or God, is the one that is in charge. He said that they, you know, just because somebody hasn't slipped off the slippery road or hasn't slipped and fell yet, doesn't mean that God has refused to judge them. He said the time will come when the foot will slip. Actually, it is a warning to us today that if we are walking in a way that we should not, if we have allowed ourselves to get wrapped up in things that are not pleasing to God, things that were harmful to ourselves and harmful to our family, whether that is a physical substance or whether that is a mindset, right, of a wrong, negative thing that we have been involved with, we need to take heed and pay attention, because there is a time. God's mercy is very rich. His long suffering, I mean, it goes for a long time. He's faithful to an individual and to families, and merciful to them to give them another opportunity, another day to enjoy the top side of this earth, the sunshine. But there is a time when the foot will slip. And God says he's the one that controls that. I want to read that verse to you, and then we'll probably look at a couple more and then move over to 1 Corinthians. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verse 32-35. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity or their trouble is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people. This is verse 36. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and that there is none shut up or left. Let's keep reading here. Verse 37. And he shall say, where are their gods? That's a small g there. He's talking about where's the things that they trusted in. And that's what he says there, the tail end of verse 37. Their rock in whom they trusted. As God says here, he says, where's the ones that they were praying to? Where's the things that they found that they trusted in? And he keeps on going there. And he says he's the one. Let's read verse 39. Skip there down to 39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. And he keeps going there. I don't want to spend time. I want to move over to another passage here. But God is just saying, he's saying here where we started reading there in 35, he says, I am the one that owns the vengeance. How many times have we saw ourselves or someone else says, you know, I just want to get even? God says, I'm the one that owns that. I'm the one that gets even. He says here, and recompense. That's payback. God says, I'm the one in charge of getting even, and I'm the one in charge of paying back. And he says, there's those that are doing all these wrong things and walking away from God and serving other gods. And he says, their foot will slide into. What's he saying here? Think about this. Think we're looking at someone or we're looking at our lives and we're saying, you know, how come that it's continued on like this? Maybe you're looking at someone that has mistreated you. Those are the easy ones to think about, right? Think about those that have stabbed us in the back. Let's not think about this too long in the wrong way, but it's easy to think about, right? Those that have mistreated, those that have drug us through the dirt, those that have pushed us off the cliff. And it's easy to think about that and think, you know what? I just want to get even. I want to fix this. I want to pay back something here. And God says, I'm the one that's in charge of the payback. I'm the one that's in charge of getting even. And there is a time when the foot will slide. It's not going to continue on like that forever. God doesn't just say, I'm looking over here and ignoring all these things that are happening. No, he said the time is coming. And he says there at the end of verse 35, and he says, the day of their trouble, it is at hand. In other words, their trouble is coming. And then it says the things that is coming is making haste. It says the things that shall come upon them make haste. In other words, the trouble is coming and it's not too far away. We kind of have this small picture, right, of little, you know, our little life and the trouble that we have. And it seems, I mean, it's rough. I'm not saying that it's not. But think about God and his view. All right. Another preacher was preaching recently and he talked about the trains out here and how if you're sitting there at the train where the trains are and you're sitting there, you can just see like here's cars going like this. Right. Train car, train car, train car, train car. But if you were to get up back up on the mesa or up on the mountain and look down in the valley and you can see that whole train. 200 train cars or whatever it is. And that is the way God is. If that train is our life, or if that train is all of time, and maybe our life is one car, and we're here like, wow, you know, whatever it is, and God's looking up from above, and he can see the whole thing. And if we're to look at it with that perspective, we begin to understand that the little bit that we're, you know, we think, man, I wish it would just hurry up, or I wish that we could, you know, God would take care of this situation, because we just see this little piece and God sees the full long range of things, of time, and how he's working and how he's dealing, how he's taking care. He has said here, he is the one in charge of vengeance or repayment and getting even. Let's move to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let me read this to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read Let's start at verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for examples or examples. And they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now, as Paul's saying here, he got done talking about a lot of different things that these people did before and how they, I mean, he talked about all kinds of things. They walked away from God. They worshiped other idols and other gods. They played and did whatever felt good to them. They committed all these sins that he mentions there through verses 7, 8, 9, and 10 even, where they're murmuring against God. And complaining. You know, there's always things that we can complain about. That's the thing, we need to be careful that we not focus always on the things that are wrong, right? When we neglect thinking about all the blessings that we have, all the things that God has done for us and given to us in this life so far. And we're complaining sometimes. And these people complain. Then he says, these things happened unto them. In other words, we're talking about the judgment that happened. If you read there at the end of verse 10, or verse 10, he said, they murmured, and some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Talked about verse 9, they tempted Christ, and they were also destroyed by snakes. It says in verse 8, if you back up there, it says they committed fornication, and it says fell of in one day, 3 and 20,000. So 23,000 of them were destroyed. of these people because they were walking away from God and doing things that they shouldn't have done. And he gets down here and he says, these things were given to us for examples that we might understand the way that God feels about things. And so if we reflect back into Deuteronomy where we were just reading, we see that God gave us these things for examples also. He tells us that he's the one in charge of getting even, that he's the one in charge of repaying those evil things that have been done. And that didn't change. Just because he said that a long time ago, that means it doesn't mean that it changed for today. He's still the one in charge of those things. Then it says here, verse 12 of chapter 10, wherefore, or because of all that, let him that thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. I think for us this morning, if we're to look at these two scriptures together, talking about the foot that's going to slide, talking about the, you know, the place that we're walking that may be slippery, in a place that our foot can slide at any time, and then this scripture that says, take heed, for him that thinks that he stands, take heed or pay attention. If you think that you're standing, it says, pay attention. Or be careful before you fall, in case you fall. In other words, he's saying in this scripture, just because you think that God hasn't, you know, chopped you down yet, just because you think or we think that we've gotten away with something for the past 10 years, or the past few months, or the past couple decades, or whatever it might be, just because we think that we've gotten away with it, he says, pay attention or be careful. Because you may fall. And if we back it up to the Deuteronomy verse there in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 35. He says, God is the one that controls the foot. God is the one that controls the path. And he says, He will repay. He will get even. He will judge. He will take care of those situations. And be careful lest we slip or slide. Or fall into his judgment. So that's what I got this morning, just short and quick, that we would be careful wherever we find ourselves today, wherever we find ourselves tomorrow, this week, as we reflect on these thoughts, these couple scriptures that share that God didn't just ignore, he didn't just forget to get after those things that we've done. It's his mercy, right, that he would allow us to continue on without judgment. It's his another opportunity to get it fixed, another opportunity to come to him for forgiveness, another opportunity to turn to him for help. And that's what he's doing. That's his mercy that's extended out. It's not because we've somehow figured out how to walk on the slippery road without sliding off. You know, there's some that would think that high of themselves. That, you know what? I can fool God. I can walk on this slippery path and not fall into the dangers, not slip and fall. I think, you know, in times past where we thought we, you know, am I talking about myself, where I could play around with some things and not get burned. Play around with some, I could say some things and it wouldn't matter. I could drink some things and it wouldn't catch me. I could go into those places and it wouldn't matter. And we begin to play around with and play around with. And there was a time when it caught me. I slipped and I fell. And it's his mercy today that he give us another opportunity to correct our pathway, to turn away from those things that we're doing that are wrong. All those things that those people did that God was talking about, I if you get a chance, you should read them. About all the things where they turned away from God. They began to trust in things that were no good and thinking that they were okay in that. God says, no. He said, no, I didn't forget about it. I did not notice it. Judgment is still coming. And the time for the foot to slide is still close by, right? It's at hand, judgment. So be careful today. Or pay attention, as the scripture says, take heed lest we slip and fall. It'd be like if I was to tell you guys, you know what, when you go out of here, be careful because there's the pathway's kind of slippery, right? When you get over here by the other building, there's a little, when you curve into the door, there's a lot of ice and snow has come off the roof and it's slippery right there. You need to be careful when you walk right there. Especially if you're, you know, if one of our grandmas or grandpas is walking there, we might even go over there and say, you know what, let me hold your arm when you walk around the corner because it's slippery. And that is simply what God is telling us today. He's telling each one of us, you need to be careful. It's slippery. Just because you think that you got your balance and just because you think that you're whatever and you're okay, doesn't matter. It's still slippery and you still could fall very easily. And so wherever you find yourself in that spectrum, if you find yourself as one that has slipped and fallen and there's damage from that and we're trying to get back up, or if you're up here and think, you know what, I've been good for this long, be careful because the road is slippery. The pathway is slippery. There's many things that would want to drag us down and that would want to pull us away from God. You need to be careful. Reach out to Him for help and for forgiveness and draw close to Him on a daily basis. Take the time to spend time getting close to Him because the pathway is slippery. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and just this short reminder this morning to take heed lest we fall, to be careful lest our foot slip, to not be trusting in these things that we have maybe in times past thought that we could get away with. Lord, to be careful with what we say, where we go, what we allow to come in and grow up in our heart. Lord, that we would allow you to get even, that we would allow you to provide the payback that's due, and that we would guard ourselves moving forward the way that we're walking with your help. We love you today. Thank you again. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.